From Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Feed Company, makers of Palmolive soap and Colgate tooth powder. Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet present the Judy Canova Show. With Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Parrott, George Neese, the sportsman, Opie Cates and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
How you gonna keep 'em down on the farm after they've seen Paris? How you gonna keep 'em away from the city, chasing around and chasing the town? How you gonna keep I'm away from harm? It's a mystery.
Imagine Reuben when he meets his pa.
He'll kiss his cheek and holler, ooh la la.
How you gonna keep him down on the farm after they see Paris?
I tell you, folks, it's a problem. Now you take my boyfriend Chester. He went away, and he swore he'd be back to the farm someday. He said, gal, mama leaving the farm work all up to you. Now aren't that nice of Chester to do? So I pitched right in and milked the cows, plowed the fields and fed the sows. One day I plowed 30 acres. Got a mite tired, of course. Bet I could have plowed 30 more if I'd have had a horse. Then I kept good and warm all winter through snow and ice by reading Forever Amber twice. And then come spring, I started put on the dog, hung up a brand new Technicolor catalog. But I sure miss Chester to help with the chores. Then one day at last he come in through the door. He was dressed fit to kill in a ready-made suit, and he had a blonde floozy along with him to boot. So boot her I did, and they both left that day. Now I'm alone again, so that's why I say, oh, how you gonna keep 'em down on the farm after they've seen Paris?
After they've seen
Paris. How you gonna keep 'em away from the city, chasing around and chasing the town? How you gonna keep 'em away from harm? That's a mystery.
They'll never want to see a rake or plow.
And who the heck can parlez-vous a cow?
How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Paris?
Well, it's still a few days until Valentine's Day, and Judy is hopeful she'll be swamped with Valentine's from her admirers. As our scene opens, she's talking to Aunt Aggie.
Just think, Aunt Aggie, it's still 5 days till Valentine's Day, and already I got a box of candy and one Valentine.
You did, Judy. That's quite a compliment.
Well, I don't know whether it is or not. Listen to what the Valentine says. Your clothes are really pretty cheap, and speaking of your sweater, give back the wool to those poor sheep. On them, it looks much better.
Poor Judy, you never seem to get anywhere
romantically. What'd you say that?
You never seem to get anywhere romantically.
Oh, I did all right in Cactus Junction. Back there, I had men by the score.
You did?
Yeah, that's how I got them. They didn't know the score. One handsome young fella named Homer was real fine to me.
Was he unattached?
Unattached? Just he was practically falling apart. Before he met me, he was going steady with a hot water bottle. With no top.
Did he have a good job, Judy?
Oh, yeah. Homer worked in a war plant, but one day he got caught in the conveyor belt and went out on the assembly line.
Gracious, Judy, what happened to him?
Well, I ain't sure, but if you ever see a P-38 eating a sandwich, that's Homer. Oh, howdy, Geranium. What you got there?
Valentine is duty from a boyfriend, Pomeroy, to his little 17 jewel. Yeah, that's what he calls me when he puts his arm around my waist.
17 jewel, huh?
Yeah, honey. I'm curved to fit his wrist.
Geranium, what kind of Valentine did Pomeroy send you?
Well, listen to this one, ma'am. Ain't it cute? I hope I make this love note clear. And please don't think I'm callous. But when I build my dream boat, dear, I want you for my ballast.
Oh, now ain't that sweet, Geranium? Read the ballast of it.
Say, you know, Miss Jude, I guess Pomeroy really thinks I'm ship shape, honey.
Oh, you are, Geranium, but your cargo seems to have shifted a little bit. Say, what'd you write on that other Valentine?
Oh, I like this one best. Listen, your cooking got me from the start. Hot biscuits, homemade jelly. The nearest way to reach my heart is really through my appetite.
Say, Geranium, look what I got this morning. Somebody sent me a 10-pound box of chocolates and bonbons. Here, have one.
Oh, thank you, Miss Judy. I'll take this pink bonbon with a cherry on the end of it.
Geranium, that's my thumb with red nail polish.
Oh. Say, what do you suppose? Who you suppose sent that can, Miss Judy?
I don't know, but I'd sure like to. Oh, it was probably some romantic feller who wanted to keep his identity a secret. He'll probably walk up to me and say,
"Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita."
Oh, hello, Pedro. What you got there?
Well, Senorita, my girl sent back this Valentine package. She didn't like the big red heart.
But, Pedro, ain't a red heart a sign of genuine love?
Well, Senorita, this red heart is a sign of genuine dog food. You know, I think my girlfriend's father is in the trucking business.
Yeah, what makes you think that?
Well, last Saturday I heard her mother say, "Here comes Papa with another load."
Pedro, how'd he get in that condition?
Well, Senorita, he went to a party. At midnight, everybody started playing a game called Who Am I? And by 2 o'clock, they weren't kidding.
Must be quite a rounder.
See, but since he saw the lost weekend, he is a changed man. Boy, did that picture scare him.
Did he give up drinking?
No, he gave up going to the movies. You know, Senorita, I bet on a horse called Lost Weekend, and Lost Weekend sure was a good name for him.
Why, Pedro?
Well, I bet on him Friday, and he didn't show up till Monday. Oh, look, Senorita, I wrote a poem about the races. Would you like to read it?
Yeah, let's see it. This looks pretty good. Says, a fella named Pedro went to the track, took $600 and didn't bring it back. There were horses to the left of him, horses to the right of him, horses in front of him volleyed and thundered. Into the valley of death rode Pedro 600.
Thank you.
That was Opie Cates, his clarinet, and his orchestra playing I Don't Care Who Knows It.
Use Colgate toothpaste powder, keep smiling just right. Use it each morning and use it each night. Don't take a chance with your Rolex. Use Colgate toothpaste powder.
Now a message from Colgate toothpaste powder. A breath of spring is most infusible, but a breath of trouble is inexcusable. There's more truth than poetry to that, because a breath of trouble, I mean unpleasing breath, can mark you down, ruin your romance, make you unpopular. It's happened to thousands without their knowing. Don't you take a chance. Just do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. For Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Yes, scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate tooth powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, no dentifrice at any price cleans your teeth more quickly and thoroughly than Colgate tooth powder. Remember to buy it first thing, and remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance. Colgate tooth powder.
Geranium, who do you suppose sent me this Valentine candy?
Well, Miss Judy, do you suppose it was that fella who tried to flirt with you yesterday?
No, I discouraged that fella. When he tried to flirt, I turned on him and said, "Listen here, sailor, I'm a nice, respectable girl who lives at 1476 Ravenhurst Drive. Don't you try to follow me unless you walk faster."
Say, you know something, honey? I like sailors. They're such happy people.
Yeah, sailors sure are happy. Whenever you pass one on the street, he's whistling.
Yeah.
But Marines are even happier.
Marines are happier than sailors? I wonder why.
Their pants fit.
Oh.
Oh, howdy, mister.
Hello, girlie. You remember me?
Oh, yeah. You're that traveling salesman fella.
Yep. Roscoe P. Whittle's the name.
What does the P stand for?
Prescription. When I was born, my old man got one look at me and took a powder. Ding-donger! You tell him, Gypsy Rose, no one's got anything on you.
Hey, mister, what are you selling this time?
I'm selling a line of Valentines, girlie. I got roses of red Valentines, I love you truly Valentines, baby, I miss you Valentines, and honey, don't take the train to Reno until we decide who gets the custody of the butter Valentine.
Have you sold any yet?
Yes, sirree, bub. My biggest seller is Song Valentine. Say, did you hear the Broken Girdle song?
The Broken Girdle song.
Yeah, June is busting out all over. Oh! Ain't that a wang, Billy? Wish I could ad-lib but throw something in here. Hey! Pretty good for a young feller, huh?
Just, mister, you ain't so young.
Why, sis, I'm only 25, take it or leave it.
You mean you're 25 double or nothing?
Now, wait a minute, girlie. Let's both go to a neutral corner and start over. You tell them, boxing glove, I'm a little punchy. You know, I make up this stuff myself out of my head.
No fooling. How long have you been out of your head?
Well, there's nothing wrong with me, girlie. You can tell that by looking into my face. Just look into my face.
Okay, mister. And believe me, your face needs looking into.
All right, girlie, I can take a hint. I'll scram. I'm going to make a noise like a bourbon and soda and highball out of here.
Gosh, if I had some eggs to mix with that corn, I sure could turn out some good fritters. Geranium, I still can't figure out who sent me that box of candy.
Say, honey, maybe Mr. Bisley Botsford sent that candy.
Now, you know something? That could be, Geranium. Mm. Bentley is rich. He could afford 10 pounds. His aunt left him $1 million.
She did.
Yeah, but that money don't influence me. I'd marry him no matter who left it to him.
Yeah.
What's Senorita.
What is it, Pedro?
Senor Benchford Botstop is in the living room.
Well, show him in, Pedro.
Hello, Judy.
Howdy, Benchley.
Oh, Judy, it's good to see you. Let me look at you. Ah, she is beautiful, therefore to be wooed. She is a woman, therefore to be won. W. Shakespeare.
Ah, he is handsome. He is a man. Therefore, I ain't going to bother with the rest of it. Taken over.
Oh, Judy, you're so cute. Can I kiss you?
Shucks, I guess you can. Most fellas have been able to.
Well, Judy, do you let a man kiss you with the lights on or off?
Yes, Bentley. Say, Bentley, did you send me this box of Valentine candy?
No, Judy, but that's a pretty fancy box of chocolate. I must have a rival. This looks like a fly in the ointment.
No, that's just a raisin in the peanut cluster. Gee, I wonder if my old boyfriend Roger sent me this candy. Roger used to take me on dates.
He did?
Yeah. And you know, Roger liked Veronica Lake so much that one Saturday night I decided to comb my hair down over my eyes. Gee, we had a wonderful date.
Where'd he take you?
I don't know. I couldn't see a thing.
Well, I've got a dash, Judy. I'm going to the Hollywood Men's Shop.
You are? Gee, will you do me a favor?
Well, sure, Judy. What is it?
When you get to the Hollywood Men's Shop, have them send one over to me.
Give me a little kiss, will you, huh? What are you gonna miss, will you, huh? Got your teeth, why do you refuse? I can't see what you got to lose. Oh, give me a little squeeze, will you, huh? Why do you wanna make me blue? I wouldn't say a thing if I was asking for the world. But what's a little kiss between the fella and his girl? Oh, give me a little kiss, will you, huh? And I'll give it right back to you. Give me a little coat, will you, huh? Sable or mink or goat, will you, huh? My poor wrist is bare as it can be. Won't you buy a golden band for me? Oh, give me a little car, will you, huh? That would be mighty nice of you. An aeroplane, a motor, boat, some pearls, a diamond ring. But honey, if you feel you can't afford to buy those things, then give me a little kiss, will you, huh? And I'll give it right back to you.
Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results. It's true, doctors prove Palmolive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even women with dry skin, oily skin, rough skin, women as old as 50, even women whose skin wasn't clear.
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day Palmolive plan improves all types of skin. Yes, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. Start your 14-day Palmolive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive soft, lovely lather. You see, 1 full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full, beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors prove this beauty plan with Palmolive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days, no matter what beauty care they used before. So get Palmolive soap. See what Palmolive can do for your own complexion in only 14 days.
And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big thrifty bath size Palmolive.
Why are you looking through the photograph album?
Aunt Aggie, I'm looking for pictures of my old boyfriends in Cactus Junction. I'm trying to get a clue to who sent me that candy for Valentine's Day.
Judy, could it be this young man?
No, no, that's Cousin Gooney. He had a large mole on his left shoulder. Sure did attract attention.
What's so unusual about a large mole?
Everybody used to feed it peanuts.
Judy.
He's a big eater, too. He's a big eater.
Judy, who is this young man in the album?
By golly, Aunt Aggie, I bet he's the one who sent me the candy. His name is Luke. He was my very first boyfriend. But Pa and Ma broke up our romance.
They did, Judy. How did that happen?
Well, it's a long story. One Valentine's Day back in Cactus Junction, Ma was talking to Pa. Wake up, Pa, you lazy critter.
Is that coffee I smell?
It is, and you do.
What time is it, Ma?
February. You've been asleep since July.
Feel right rested, too.
Pa, you got egg on your face.
Is it near my mouth?
Nope.
Doggone, and I was right hungry, too.
What you thinking of, Pa?
Our little girl, Judy. Thinking how she looks more like you every day.
Oh, what's the difference, long as she's healthy. Pa, look out yonder.
What's out yonder, Ma?
Our kids is in the yard. I can only count 14. One of our young'uns is a-missing.
One? Gosh, Ma, you sure are a stickler for detail. How can we be sure one is missing?
Look in the bathtub and count the rings.
What's a bathtub? Come to think of it, Zeke says a dog catcher picked up her aunt.
I told you we should have given that boy a haircut.
Couldn't, Ma. His head was a-getting too big for the sugar bowl.
Ain't we got no other bowl you could use on ranch, Pa?
Yep, but his ears keep getting stuck in the handles. Too bad, too. His head just fit that long gravy bowl.
Look, Pa, here comes Judy's fella Luke up on the porch.
Should have let him in, Ma.
Sit right where you are, Pa. Don't get up.
Why not?
Don't want them hatching eggs to get cold.
Howdy, folks.
Howdy, Luke. Sit down.
Well, I don't know. Has the furniture been cleaned lately?
Yeah, but we can clean it again after you go.
Hey, is Judy here? Got a Valentine for her.
Are you a courting Judy, Luke?
Yeah, I want to marry her.
Well, Judy ain't much to look at.
Oh, it don't matter. I'll be away from home most of the time.
Luke, is this true love?
Sure is.
Would you love Judy any more than you do now if she had a lot of money, say $1,000?
I sure would not.
Then get out. We don't want no fools in this family.
Well, I reckon I better change my mind about getting married.
Luke, you can't back out now.
Well, I can too.
You just try and I'll shoot you right between the eyes.
Better aim Summer's elf, Pa. There ain't no space between Luke's eyes. Just chop seed potatoes with the eyes further apart than me. Aunt Aggie, that was the end of my romance with Luke.
Well, Judy, do you think he sent the candy?
No, Aunt Aggie, but I sure wish I knew who did. Oh, I'll get the phone, Aunt Aggie. Hello? Yes, this is Judy Canova. Oh, you're the one who sent the candy. Well, I wondered about that. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Oh, Judy, who was it?
Rubel's Grocery and Delicatessen.
What?
Yeah, you know, they had a guessing contest to see who could tell the right number of beans in a jar, and I won the prize. I guessed 550,206 beans. No wonder they sent that little note with the candy.
Well, what did the note say?
To Judy Canova, the only girl in town who really counts. Folks, here's a song that's one of my favorites. I hope you like it, too. I can't begin to tell you how much you mean to me. My world would end if ever we were through. I can't begin to tell you how happy I would be if I could speak my mind like others do. Pretty speeches whenever we're apart, but when you're near, the words I choose refuse to leave my heart. So take the sweetest phrases the world has ever known, and make believe I said them all
. This is Vern Smith asking you to follow the 14-day Palmolive plan for a lovelier complexion. And don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder night and morning and before every date. Ladies, there's still a colossal shortage of industrial fat. And one result is a shortage of soap in your stores. Remember, too, fat is needed in the manufacture of nylons, textiles, electrical appliances, baby carriages, and scores of other peacetime products. That's why Secretary of Agriculture Anderson asks you to keep on salvaging all the used cooking fat you can, for it's needed in the manufacture of soap and other industrial uses. Remember, ladies, where there's fat, there's soap. Keep on saving it. Your butcher still pays 4 cents a pound for used cooking fat. Now, here's Judy.
Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week. Palmolive soap and Colgate tooth powder. The bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood singing.
Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby.
The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.